Hello, welcome to the United Uncovered podcast as we go behind the scenes at the Theatre of Dreams. I'm Mark Sullivan from MUTV and I'm joined by Nathan Thomas, Ben Hibbs and Mark Froggatt from the club website. Coming up on today's show, we discuss United's 1-1 draw against Shakhtar Donetsk.
Rakitic, good ball across, half away, and there's the equaliser. Oh, it was coming.
We hear from Gemma Thompson, who captured all the best moments in Ukraine.
I'm here with Mickey Thomas. We're sat at breakfast at the hotel, morning of the Shakhtar Donetsk game.
Yes, we just had a wonderful breakfast, haven't we, Gemma?
Paul Scholes reflects on a tough afternoon for United's under-19s.
No, the kids have to learn that. You know, we make silly mistakes, you're going to give goals away.
Wayne Rooney speaks to the United Uncovered podcast about being Player of the Month. OK then, let's start with the Reds outing in the Ukraine. Everyone seems to be pleased to come away with a point against Shakhtar. Nathan, your first visit to this podcast. What did you make of the game?
I was pleased with the performance. I think most people would have taken a draw before the game. We knew that we were going into a tough environment in Shakhtar. They're experienced European campaigners. We set our stall out. We got a great early goal from Welbeck and defended really well. And I thought, although Shakhtar put us under quite a bit of pressure, that, you know, Vidic and Smalling, who were solid throughout, might have been able to keep hold of the result, but obviously they got back into it. But, you know, we'd have taken a draw, so, you know, good result in the end.
Well, sticking to that blueprint, Ben, win your home games, pick up a point or two when you're on your travels, and that's it, knockout stages.
I think it says something about United that sometimes when we have these away performances, fans will look at them and say, you know, we should be getting at these teams. And I think we have that sort of confidence and that stature in Europe where you think we should be going anywhere and really taking the game to people. But I think, considering the last couple of results that we've had as well, I think, you know, Vidic sums it up perfectly after the game when he said that, you know, we just needed a reaction to the last couple of games. And I think we definitely saw that in terms of how solid we looked. And, you know, as Nathan was saying, I think we were a bit unfortunate to concede that goal, really, because we defended really well. But yeah, we just kept it tight, and I think it was a promising performance, one in Europe, but also to build on, via any competition, really.
Some of the confidence restored then within the United squad.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a very positive result on the whole. I think when the group stage was drawn back in August, this was the fixture that everyone looked at and said, "Oh, I don't particularly fancy that one for the travel," and two because Shakhtar are a very good team who played Chelsea last season and beat them. So to go there and get a draw is great, and I think it's something we can build on. I think you mentioned it. If you win your home games and draw your away games, that's a pretty solid foundation to work off.
10 points was always the target that, you know, Sir Alex always used to say, that you get 10 points in the group stage and you'll go through. So I don't see why that's any different now, and that's one more point along the way to that. So if we win our other home matches now, then we're there, really. So
what a night for Ryan Giggs, Mark. He is now the record appearance maker in the Champions League. 145, that's an incredible record. One ahead, of course, of Spanish legend Raul.
Yep, another massive one. It seems like he's almost breaking records every week. And when every time we interview him, we seem to kind of put it to him, "Oh, you're about to break another record." And he kind of just laughs and kind of takes it in his stride. But I think this is one that we should pay attention to, because it is huge. You know, no other player in Europe has clocked up this many appearances. And it's not as if he's just kind of clocking them up now and setting a new record. He's still contributing to the team, and he's still got plenty to offer.
Yeah, will it ever be surpassed, Ben? It's an incredible total, that.
I'm not sure it will. I think, you know, I mean, I guess there's one or two players who've played from a very early age in the competition. You know, maybe you're looking at someone like Messi or, you know, somebody like that.
I think Xavi and Casillas are about 15 or 20 behind, so they might.
So possibly, but I mean, you know, I think even then, when you're talking about players in that company, you're talking about fantastic players. So, but yeah, I think it is a big one, like Mark says. You know, I think sometimes people go up to him and tell him all these stats. You know, you've played on more Wednesdays than anybody else, and, you know, from Wales or something. You know, these rubbish stats that Nick Kopac would normally come out with. You know, but I think this is a genuinely good one, and I think it just shows that he's still remaining at the top and still having an influence. It just shows what a great player he's been for us.
Interesting to hear the post-match comments. Vidic was satisfied with the point. It was a gritty performance, didn't he, Nathan?
Yeah.
Who were our star performers? You mentioned the defenders. Who else would you pick out from from that match?
I thought the back five in general were very solid. There was no sort of miscommunication. They all knew where each other was at a given time. De Gea played well, pulled out some really good saves. The midfield, I thought, they did defensively really well, struggled to exert themselves a little bit in an attacking sense, but obviously we knew that we were going to, you know, it's a home ground, they were going to come at us, so we had to sort of gear towards that style of play. But yeah, those four, I think those five at the back, the two full-backs did really well as well. They had to be on the game, and they were.
We're in a good position now going into the next two games, back-to-back ones against Sociedad, who lost in Leverkusen on match day two.
Yeah, I think sometimes those back-to-back ones, I think you always feel like if you can get through those and get 6 points from them, then you're in a great position, and that would probably put us through. So
surprised that they've lost their first two games at Sociedad. I thought they would be better than that.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I guess they were a little bit of an unknown sort of quantity really coming into this tournament, but you know, I think it just shows you you need a lot of experience, I think, in this competition to do well, and you probably look at the teams that have the most of that would be Shakhtar and ourselves in our group. So it's no surprise really to see us, you know, at the top of the table.
Elsewhere, Mark, City playing Bayern Munich at the Etihad, and the reigning European champions took them to school, didn't they?
They did, yeah. I think we all watched Bayern Munich last year and kind of marvelled in wonder at how good they were and the style of play that they operated in. And from looking at them this season, it seems like they're only going to build on that under Pep Guardiola. They've brought a few players in. Somehow they've got stronger, and they've gone to City and essentially outclassed them for 90 minutes. Albeit Joe Hart made probably two mistakes, possibly a third, which might be a little bit harsh. But yeah, some of the goals were soft. But hearing from City fans over the night and on the radio and on social networks, they kind of admit that they were thoroughly outclassed and well beaten.
Yeah, I think the thing we see with a side like Bayern Munich is, I think you have this sort of cyclical period in Europe where a team becomes sort of ripe to do well in the competition. Whereas if you look at the Premier League, it can change from season to season. You know, one team will go out and buy a few players and suddenly they've got the impetus to go on and win the league. But I think in the Champions League, it's you have to prepare your team to do well in the competition. I think you gradually improve till you get to a point where you've got the experience, you've got the players at the right age and all those sorts of things. I think we're seeing now the fruition of that, really. Obviously, they won it last year, but now they've got one of the best coaches in the world who's sort of allowing them to play with a bit of freedom. So I think for us, comparing, you know, our situation is that, you know, we need to build towards that, and we're sort of building up to another shot in Europe.
I completely agree with what Ben said, but one thing that does annoy me with this kind of thing, the cycle process, is that people look at Munich now and Dortmund to an extent and say, right, that's the blueprint, that's what we should be doing. 3 years ago, it was Barcelona, that's what we should be doing. Years before that, Real Madrid had a spell, we had a little spell, Juventus had a spell. I think, you know, they're amazing, but, you know, you play your own way, and like Ben says, you build your own team for your own style, and hopefully that works out in the future.
I think, yeah, I'd agree with that. I think insofar as that Moyes mentioned last night that, you know, he's willing to use the likes of Giggs. You know, it's all well and good talking about Giggs' records, impressive as they are, but he's still an important part of the squad. And, you know, in Champions League games, you know, you can have all sort of like the youthful, you know, exuberance of people like Zaha or Yanezé, but it's all about know-how. And I think with Giggs and Carrick, I think this is a point where United are looking to start set a bedrock and and something to build on. And it's important that these players set that so we can build, you know, a team that may or may not be able to match Bayern in the future.
I think with Moyes as well, what's interesting there is that, you know, people talked about his Champions League record and not having that experience, and, you know, he's, the first two games he's scored four goals at home and got a really valuable point away from home with a sort of classic Champions League away performance, really. So, I mean, I think that sort of bodes really well for us. He's got some fantastic players with experience, like Nathan was saying there, in his squad, and I think that, you know, maybe it's, you know, it's going to be an outside chance for us to win it this year. And I think, like, you look at all the bookmakers, they'd probably say the same. But I think it bodes well for us that he's started well in this competition, because it's so important to United.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a bit of luck along the way, which has deserted us in recent years. And maybe we can go all the way this season. OK, let's now hear from Gemma Thompson, who was in the Ukraine to get all the best build-up to United's Champions League clash against Shakhtar Donetsk.
I'm here with Mickey Thomas. We're sat at breakfast at the hotel, morning of the Shakhtar Donetsk game.
Yes, we just had a wonderful breakfast, haven't we, Sam?
We did.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about tonight, Mickey?
Yeah, tonight, well, obviously, they've had a good result in their first game away to Real Sociedad, so obviously they've got some reputation. They're at home, there'll be a packed audience, of course. United are in town. It'll be a tough game, there's no question about that, but obviously United, obviously, the experience of the players they've got, certainly Giggsy on board and that. You've got the experience to come in and get a result. As long as we don't get beat, you know, I'll take a draw now. I think the majority of people would do that. And obviously try and win your home games. That's where I think you go through to the next stages, if you can win your home games. So anything on the road is a bonus. I'd be delighted if we get a win, obviously, but I'm not sure exactly what the opposition are about. But, when they've had a good start like that away to Real Sociedad on the road, unless there's something, I think we'll have a decent time.
So I'm here with the legend that is Paddy Curran.
Bloody my bike seat. Go on.
We're just nearing kickoff for later on. What are your thoughts on tonight's game?
I always look at European Cup matches away from home and think a draw is a good result for us. Because you always think if you win your three matches at home, get something away from home, you're through to the next section. So I wouldn't be disappointed if it was a draw tonight.
And obviously tonight's game's not the only one that the club are involved in. We've got the under-19s playing in the League.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea that, and the experience for younger kids of travelling all over Europe and playing in matches against foreign teams more or less to them. I think, have you ever thought that one up? Well done. Not often they come up with great thoughts, Europe, but that, I think it's a fantastic idea. They're travelling with the team, they've got all the right habits. They'll learn all the things that you're supposed to do when you travel with Manchester United. I mean, on the plane yesterday, I'm looking at them. I don't think any of them took their blazer off. They were that smart blazer shirt tie. They looked fantastic, they did. Did you not notice that?
Yeah, I did.
And it was just fantastic to see.
And of course, led by Nicky Butt and Paul Scholes,
two great, great players. And if you're a kid, I know when I was a kid at Celtic, there was first-team players there that you certainly looked up to. And if they shouted jump, you'd say how high, and you get two players of the... Could you imagine if the two players were playing today? It'd be incredible, wouldn't it? But great for the younger kids to have two players like that that are looking after them.
Arguably, this will be United's toughest assignment in Group A. Shakhtar have a home record to compare with Europe's very best. Back tonight by a vociferous Partizan crowd, they will ask plenty of questions of a United side who are still reeling somewhat from that Premier League defeat against West Brom. Valencia, Fellaini. Strong play, great work by Fellaini. Welbeck's there, 1-0. Great work by Marouane Fellaini. Danny Welbeck gets the goal, and it's Shakhtar Donetsk 0, Manchester United 1.
Well, it's a mistake by the defence, not clearing it, but it's a good build-up by United. Fellaini's strength played a big part there.
United sitting very deep here. Shevchuk loves to get away down the left-hand side. Gets into the area, great ball in as well, and that is excellent goalkeeping from David De Gea.
That is top-class goalkeeping, that is bravery. That is bravery. I hope to God he's not been hurt by that.
Long way out, Rakitski. We've seen he can hit them from this range. We saw a free kick he took that whistled just
while. Yeah, the crowd at the back of the goal screaming up for him to shoot.
Rakitski. Good ball across. Half away, and there's the equaliser. Oh, it was coming. And they're level with 15 minutes to go. And that's it. A hard won, hard fought European point for Manchester United. A really professional performance. But you can't really argue with the results, and a good point for Manchester United. Shakhtar Donetsk 1, Manchester United 1. They have 4 points in Group A.
I'm here with Brian Robson at the airport. We're just about to leave Donetsk. Brian, how would you sum it last night?
No, I think pretty comfortable. If somebody had said to me, you know, it could be a draw, I would have took that before you come in, because when you come to a place like the Ukraine, Romania, places like that, they're always difficult games, and it's nice to just go home without being beaten. And I thought the lads deserved that. I thought second half we could have kept the ball a little bit more, but overall, you know, it's a good point.
And important to get back on track in the league on Saturday at Sunderland?
It definitely is. I mean, I said before the West Brom game, it's a game that you can't afford to slip up in, and we did. you know, but it wasn't just the way we got beat, it was the performance. The performance was poor as well. So we've definitely got to get back on track. You know, Sunderland, the bottom of the league, they had a bad defeat again against Liverpool last weekend. And so it's a great opportunity for the lads to get back on track, but we definitely need the 3 points.
It's about 6 o'clock on Thursday, just back in Manchester following our 4-hour flight from Donetsk. A very snowy Donetsk, I must say. It was very heavy snow when we left early this afternoon. Overall, it was a really enjoyable trip and a positive one for United. I know everyone was disappointed about the way we lost the goal last night, but up until that point, we defended very well. And everyone was pleased, really, with a point away from home at a very difficult place. Donbass Arena was really, really impressive. Apart from the press box, wasn't completely covered. Can't say I've ever worked before with an umbrella covering my laptop, which I did last night. But the most important thing, of course, was the result for United. And it's good to see us stay top of Group A. And I think the results set us up nicely for the double header against Real Sociedad, who of course are bottom of the group. So yeah, I think things are looking positive, and now just important to get back on track in the league on Saturday.
Well, United's under-19s were also in action in the Ukraine. They were beaten 2-1 by Shakhtar Donetsk, but Nicky Butt will be happy, Mark, with that second half display, because they thoroughly outclassed the home side and were really unlucky in the end.
I think he will be happy. I think the team showed all of the attributes and traits of a first team squad at United. I think they were hungry to get the win, and they put the yards in and they worked till the final whistle and chased what seemed an unlikely result at one point. So I think he'll be delighted. I think the kind of overall standard of the competition is very high, and it's a step up from your normal league games. I think it's a great experience for them. They were in a big stadium with it's a small crowd in light of the stadium, but it's still a big crowd for them. The cameras were there, and I think it's an invaluable experience for them.
Yeah, and they did play the United way in that second half, Ben. They came out with plenty of guts, determination, loads of skill, loads of ability, and a real attacking intent.
Yeah, and I think in these sort of competitions, I think you can easily look at it almost as the same as you would a first team competition, and you want, obviously wanting the team to do well and win and, you know, go on and win the competition. But I think you're also looking for those key sort of learning experiences, like going a goal down and in Europe, and how do you respond to that? I mean, that learning those things at 18, 17, 18, 19 is invaluable to our young players, because when they then come into the first team, they've got that experience behind them. Obviously, things change, like there's bigger crowds, and there's more pressure and things like that, but they are learning those key lessons at a young age. And like you say, the way that they responded in the second half was brilliant. They didn't sort of get down about it. They came out and took the game to Shakhtar.
Even off the pitch, there's plenty of trivial things that they will benefit from. Simply turning up at the airport with the first team squad and seeing the reaction that they get, flying on the plane, staying in the hotel, the preparation, watching might even watch David Moyes' team talk or his speech in the hotel. You know,
then they're going to see the first team.
Exactly,
game,
there'll be plenty of things they'll learn. So hopefully in a few years' time, when a few of those lads break into the first team, they'll be kind of prepared for the action.
Yeah, really impressed with this UEFA Youth League. Speaking of impressive, James Wilson, another goal from him. I mean, how much have you been impressed by the way he has taken his chances at 18s, 19s and 21s level this season? 9 and 8 across those age groups.
I mean, that's an incredible statistic. You know, I think when you look at a player coming in, he can do that, like you say, across all the different levels. But the fact that he's done it, is it 3 and 2 now in the UEFA Youth League? And, you know, that says a lot about his character and his ability as well. So, but I think what I've been really impressed with is just his explosive pace, and, you know, how he just loves to take players on. And his goal against Arsenal earlier on this month was
one of the goal of the month contenders.
You know, that was just fantastic. But yeah, I've been really impressed with him, and he just seems like he's got the right sort of temperament to do well. So, you know, hearing lots of promising things about him as well.
I think he's positive as well, because we went for a while at United in the youth ranks of not having a top sort of strikers coming through that really looked like they could push to make the first team, and now obviously we've had Danny Welbeck come through, Will Keane, or, you know, injury aside, and now James Wilson. And I think that's a positive, because you know Ferguson for years wanted to see a youth product number 9 player. Not that Wilson is that archetypal position, but, you know, he's clearly comfortable in, like Ben said, different surroundings, different competitions, and it all bodes well for the future. Hopefully at some point he'll be pushing for the first team squad.
I remember interviewing Sir Alex once, and I said to him about producing a striker. It was when sort of Welbeck was first coming through, and he said that was one of his priorities. And he said the amount of times he's had phone calls with scouts, and he said, oh, I've found you a player. And he said, where does he play? And he said, midfield. Because he just said everyone wanted to be a midfielder. It's almost, you know, you do everything, and that's what, as kids, that's what you want to do. So it's really hard to find a good striker. So, yeah, it's good that we've had quite a few of them coming through the ranks recently.
Absolutely. OK, Paul Scholes actually travelled with that under-19 squad, and he spoke to MUTV from the Donbass Arena.
It's not nice getting beaten again, but... You know, the first half we did struggle, we didn't play as well as we would have liked, and I think we really stepped up the second half, and once we got the goal, I think it looked like there was only going to be one winner. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out that way, and you know, the kids have to learn that, you know, we make silly mistakes, you're going to give goals away.
What was the message at half-time? It seemed to be a real change in the second half.
Well, Nicky just wanted them to... Nicky especially just wanted them to play like Manchester United players. We, you know, pass, move, run. We didn't feel like in the first half we moved the ball quick enough, that we were running hard enough, that we were, you know, doing the things that we expect from Manchester United players. And I think second half they showed a bit more intensity in the play, and like I say, looked like the only team that were going to win it at one point.
Fine header from Wilson, and he sort of ran into the net to get the ball back. So when that went in, obviously, rather than settling for the draw, you were going to go for it.
Well, that's the way this club always is, you know, from when we were playing. To young kids now, that they've seen that as they're growing up, and you want to win the game. Maybe it's not always a sensible thing to do. A point might have been, well, it would have been a great result coming over here, but it wasn't to be. It's, you know, this United always want to win games, and that's the only feeling we had.
And what about this experience for the lads overall, travelling to an away game with the first team? Obviously, this is being treated very much like a sort of Champions League game, a senior Champions League game.
Yeah, we were taking it very seriously. It's a great experience for them. They're coming on the plane, they see what the first team players do. They're seeing what it's like at the airports when we get there. You see how you get looked after at the hotel. And I think overall it'll be a great experience for them. And, you know, if we keep playing like we're doing that second half, hopefully we can go a bit further in the competition as well.
OK, moving on. And Wayne Rooney has been voted the Player of the Month for September. No surprise there, Nathan, is it really?
No, he's been fantastic. He's really got the bit between his teeth this season. Not only just in terms of goals, but I mean, one thing Rooney always provides is the sort of the all-round enthusiasm and work ethic. But he just seems to be enjoying his football as well. And I think when he is really enjoying it out there, it comes across. And he's vital to the team. And, you know, Rooney is a top quality player. And when him and Van Persie are in tandem, you know, there's seldom few other. Strike forces in Europe that can compare in quality, and hopefully if he can continue that form, you know, United will do well this year.
It's great to see him back to form, isn't it, Ben? He has been special in September. Even when succumbing to defeat against Manchester City, he was head and shoulders above any other player in red that day.
Yeah, and I think that's you know, a lot of things that we're hearing from some of the coaches and things like that is he's in the best shape he's been in for years, and I think that shows out on the pitch that he's really taking games by the scruff of the neck. And I think that's when he's at his most influential, when he looks at a game, he tries to take control of it. Obviously against City, that, you know, it didn't work out for us, but, you know, he was by far our best player, and I think he can be really influential for us. I think he can sort of, you know, we've not made the best of starts to the season, but I think if we start getting everyone else performing alongside him and he's leading things, then, you know, he's going to be the key player for us.
Great month for him as well, Mark, netting his 200th goal. Obviously, he's gone past that now, but, you know, he's had a really, really enjoyable month. Goals are back.
He has, yeah, and he's joined a pretty impressive club, isn't he? Jack Rowley, Dennis Law and Sir Bobby in the four men who have scored 200 goals for the club, which is, you know, it's fine company. And I don't think anyone would bet against him breaking Sir Bobby's record in the next 2 to 3 seasons, certainly if he carries on as he is. I mean, September alone, I think it was 5 goals and 2 assists, countless Man of the Match awards and one headband, which seems to be his lucky mascot. I think we should keep it.
Absolutely. He's got 3 Premier League goals from direct free kicks this season. Last person to score more was Ronaldo back in 2008-2009. Some memorable strikes amongst them. Anybody got a favourite Rooney goal from the month, Mark Bush?
It pains me to say, but City, it's kind of a wasted goal, isn't it?
That's what I was going to say. What a free kick.
I watched it again yesterday, and it just gets better, I think, every time.
There's no saving it. Ben?
That is his best one, but you almost want to wipe it off the board, don't you, just because of the context of it. But, you know, I think it's good that, you know, we also got a goal Chicharito scored from his corner as well. So I think having him on set pieces is, you know, it's good if he's putting in those sort of deliveries.
I think it's representative of his attitude at the minute, though, because accuracy from free kicks can be basically put down to hard work on the training pitch and putting the hours in. So that suggests what everyone has been telling us, that he is working and he is in the best shape of his life. And that kind of accuracy is excellent, as Ben says. It's coming up with assists and goals, and it's helping us. And I think the goal against West Brom, I mean, he might not admit it, but I think it was a cross that was aimed for a zone at the back post. But that cross is still dependent on accuracy. So,
and that's the perfect place to put it, isn't
exactly,
it?
They
always
say,
you know, ideally it would swing into the back, you know, just inside the back post. So, you know, that's the perfect place to put it.
Well, Wayne Rooney actually spoke to Gemma Thompson about being Player of the Month for September. This is what he had to say.
It's nice to win any award, so it's something I'm pleased with, and hopefully it continues and we'll get more.
What's pleased you most about your form personally in the last month?
I think the first thing is just getting back playing, obviously. I haven't played a lot of football lately, and just getting back on the pitch and playing, and thankfully I've scored a few goals, so I'm really pleased with that.
And you hit the 200 goal milestone. Is that something you've had your eye on for a bit, and how proud were you to hit that?
To be honest, I've never looked at it. Obviously it's great, it's come, it's happened, and it's something I'm obviously proud of. It's a great achievement to score 200 goals for Manchester United, but it's something which I've never looked at, so obviously looking back it is a great achievement, and hopefully there's more to come.
And finally, have you got a favourite goal from the last month that you scored?
Probably me running into Crystal Palace. I think it was my first goal of the season, and it's always important to get that first goal, and that gives you the belief to kick on and score more, so I'd say that one.
Yeah, so congratulations to Wayne Rooney, Player of the Month for September. That is all we have time for here on the United Uncovered podcast. Thanks to Nathan, Ben, thanks to Mark for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with the Barclays Premier League champions on manunited.com, Google+, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. We will see you again very soon. Bye for now.